fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. Yes, it is Monday, the 10th day of October, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, as every public and private school should do. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance every day of the week. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip today is to be sure and get updated first aid and CPR training. If you haven't had CPR training in a while, it's probably changed. They tend to change the CPR protocols every few years. If you can get access to a wilderness first aid class, that would be even better. And get a kit equal to your skill level. I'm going to ask for continuing prayers for my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is, as far as I know, still hospitalized. I haven't talked to his wife for a couple of days. He has a infection of his heart, a heart infection, and it's very serious. He's been on a respirator now for more than a week, and it's very serious, and we're asking for prayers for my friend Tim Spencer. We're going to have open lines this first hour. The second 2 hours, we'll have Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. I want to begin with a letter written by French General Christian Blachon. This was published at the remnantnewspaper.com. I say again, remnantnewspaper.com, on the 8th day of this month, which would be Saturday. And here's the introduction to the letter. In a powerful letter making waves across Europe, French General Christian Blachon praised citizens who refused the experimental COVID vaccines injections. Despite years of pressure, campaigns, discriminatory practices, social exclusion, loss of income, threats, and being blamed for others' deaths, the general thanked the unvaccinated for their strength, courage, and leadership. So here's the letter. Listen carefully. Even if I were fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for standing up to the greatest pressure I've ever seen, including from spouses, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and doctors. New paragraph. People who have been capable of such personality, courage, and such ability undoubtedly embody the best of humanity. They are found everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, countries, and opinions. They are of a particular kind. These are the soldiers that any army of light wishes to have in its ranks. They are the parents that every child wishes to have and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the peoples who have built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, by your side. They seem normal, but they are superhumans, superheroes. Let me read that sentence over again. They are there, by your side. They seem normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not do. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. And they did it because they thought they were alone and believed they were alone. Excluded from their family's Christmas tables, they have never seen anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their career sink, and had no more money. But they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciations, betrayals, and humiliation, but they continued. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. We now know who the resistors are on planet Earth. Women, men, old, young, rich, poor, of all races and all religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen ones of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything fell apart, collapsed. You've passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not pass. You are made of the stuff of the greatest that ever lived, those heroes born among ordinary men who shine in the dark. Very powerful letter, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. And that describes pretty much all my listeners. There's probably some exceptions. We're learning more about this every week. There seems to be no end to learning new things about COVID-19, about the vaccination clot shots, even the PCR tests. It turns out these PCR tests, especially the ones that they were giving for most of the first 2 years, where they stick that probe up right against the membrane that protects your brain, that presents dangers also, and it's going to cause harm. We are in the middle of the worst crime ever committed in recorded history. That's what's going on right now, on the 10th day of October, 2022. The people nearest and dearest to me, my daughter, my precious daughter, my son-in-law, the two youngest twins that just turned 16, just got their driver's license. They all got the clot shot. They all got their boosters. My daughter said, oh, I didn't want to worry you, Dad. I didn't want to upset you. So I didn't tell you that we were getting these. It was only months after the fact, many months after the fact, I found out that they all went and got the clot shot. The parents, and of course they did the same thing with their children, who were 15 at the time. Maybe even 14 months. I'd have to look at the records to see how far back this goes. Luckily, my oldest grandson did not get the clot shot. The boy who I was his surrogate father for those very early formative years from age 3 to 6 years old. I don't know what influence I had in that regard, but if I had influence, I'm grateful that whatever he came to his own conclusion to not get the clot shot, whether it was my due to my influence or not, thank goodness I'll have at least one grandchild that will survive me. At least one. What's being found in these clot shots continues to amaze me, shock me, surprise me, scare me, quite frankly. I listened to Cliff High's latest video again this morning, I had the time, and I'm a big fan of Cliff High. I never met Cliff High or talked to him. I know that Cliff is aware of my work. I've been aware of Cliff's work for more than 20 years. Cliff mentioned something that I've talked about with Mike Adams. I need to get in touch with Mike's people about getting back on the show. And I should mention also Doug Hagman has had health issues. He's only doing 1 week of recordings a month. Unfortunately, I missed last Monday. It'll be, unless something changes, it'll be the first Monday of December, or maybe it'll be the last Monday of this month, the 31st, when he records again. That would be the 31st. Regardless, I've talked to Mike about this, and Cliff High mentioned in his most recent video. For the first time since the 1930s, official government figures are showing the longevity of Americans going down. It's gone down. The average lifespan has gone down 3 years in the last 3 years. That's a very serious thing. That's a carved in granite number that is very real. One of the things they can't fake, and at least as far as I know, they can't fake it and won't fake it. So what does this mean? It means the homes of the people dying are going to be on the market for sale. It means people who would be buying homes are not going to be buying homes because they're dead. It means the cars, boats, airplanes, guns, jewelry, furniture, fine china of people that are dying will be on the market. It means the people that would be buying cars, boats, planes, guns, jewelry, fine china, won't be buying it because they'll be dead. That translates into a lot more items on the market than the market can normally absorb, which means a dramatic decrease in the price of all those things. Real estate will be the quickest and the most obvious. Next will be cars. After that, well, all the rest will fall into place. Our system will continue. I've seen this happen many times, when a man owns a number of cars, or boats, or planes, or all the above, and he dies, the widow typically puts most, if not all, of that on the market to be sold. When a man or a woman dies, frequently the surviving spouse puts the house on the market. For whatever reason, they do that. Now, conversely, obviously, clearly, and I know I'm stating the obvious. I'm known for that, stating the obvious. Dead people don't buy these items. Of course they don't. That's what's coming. I know there's people listening to me who would like to sell the home, the real estate that where they are now, and relocate to another part of the country, possibly to be my neighbor. Maybe, maybe not. But the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks is one of the known safe havens. If you want to sell where you are, especially if you're the East Coast, West Coast areas where the homes and real estate is so overvalued, you need to put that place on the market and sell it, and don't hold out for the extra high price. You go ahead and sell it for what you can get. Any piece of real estate properly priced and properly marketed should sell in no more than 30 days. If it doesn't sell in 30 days, it's either not properly priced or not properly marketed. End of story. So make that move. Now, if you want to hold off to buy something until there's a discount, that's your choice. I don't necessarily recommend it. Properties here in the Ozarks typically are sold in 30 days or less. Place I bought a year ago was on the market less than 24 hours when I had a contract written on it myself. 2 days, third day it was on the market, was on put on the markets Friday. Sunday was the third day. There was two men here from Pennsylvania looking at the place, and I also found out later my business partner in Iowa was ready to write a contract sight unseen on this place because he recognized the value when he saw it. It's going to be a buyer's market in real estate very soon nationwide. That's inevitable. Now, what I didn't mention when it comes to real estate, of course, is the increased prices, interest rates on mortgages. That will have a further effect of making these homes, any piece of real estate, less desirable. So do what you got to do. There's a friend of mine owns a hobby farm. He's considering putting it on the market. He spent quite a few years getting it just right. He's at a point in his life where he may be ready to move on to something else. I don't know for sure. I'll be talking to him this week. He's a contractor. He built his own home. It's a small home, but it is very extremely well built, very tight in terms of being well insulated, and very nice barn with a concrete floor, some other outbuildings, a place to raise chickens, a nice garden area. It has live water in the property, two very nice spring-fed small lakes. Beautiful property, which if he puts it on the market, I'll help him do the marketing for it, and so he can get on with his life to do what he wants to do. And it's in my township, in Osage Township here in Crawford County. So a few minutes drive away, not that far. Another property here, we'll have Linda on later this week to talk a few minutes about the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Beautiful property that was featured in Better Homes and Gardens not long after it was built, with radiant heat, 30-foot ceilings, and enough room for 12 people to stay there and not feel jammed up. Getting back to the topic at hand, there's any number of doctors and scientists attempting, with the operative word being attempting, to develop protocols to help the people who've accepted the COVID vaccination clot shots and the boosters. I don't know that they'll be successful. I pray that they will, but I don't know that they will. One of the effects of the COVID clot shots and the boosters is you wreck your immune system. That's what keeps you healthy. That's what keeps the cancer at bay, your immune system. All normal, healthy human beings, whether they're a top athlete, 20-year-old, or a healthy 80-year-old or 90-year-old man or woman, all have, and everybody in between, all have cancer cells in their body all the time. That's just part of being a normal, healthy human being, is there's cancer cells in your body. The immune system takes care of those cancer cells and keeps you healthy by killing the cancer cells. Once you've wrecked your immune system, that ability's gone. You're on your own, baby, when it comes to your immune system being gone, which means illnesses and infections that a healthy person would just not know they had or get over very quickly is something that would cause either serious illness or death. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
A Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cold, cold grin. Where a foe many men have gone.
All right, we're back. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, the car of your spouse, the car of that youngster off to college, with the exact same equipment, no difference at all, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, that's where EMP Shield comes in. And my listeners have been grandfathered in for a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. My Lincoln Town Car has the EMP Shield on it. My home has the EMP Shield on it, and I'm very grateful that they do. And yours can also. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. The world we live in is changing. What I'm learning, and I continue to learn, about the COVID-19 vaccinations, I want to remind people about something, and that's the way to determine if somebody has become a MAC transmitter with a MAC address. I'll get my telephone here and pick up this because we've got new listeners. A lot of you may not be aware of this. Okay, let's go down to there. It's the name of the app. It's a free app you can download, and there's a panel at my website to help teach you how to do that. Let's scroll down to that here at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down. Here we go. It's right next to the EMP Shield panel down on the right side. Info on Find My Bluetooth Device. Click on that. We've done some testing on this. My friend Deputy Hendricks down in the beautiful state of Mississippi, he volunteered to do some testing in a controlled environment. And here's what he did. Deputy Hendricks, 1 or 2 days a week, he has a job as a bailiff in court security. And, excuse me, in that capacity, they have a metal detector before you go into the courtroom, which makes sure that nobody in the courtroom has a cell phone, among other things. Of course, they're primarily looking for weapons, but that also includes cell phones. So no knives, no guns, no cell phones in the courtroom. We know that because you can't get past the metal detector with a cell phone. Once the people are in the courtroom, Deputy Hendricks can walk about the courtroom with his smartphone and the Find My Bluetooth Device app on, and he can walk up to people or near people and find out if they have a MAC address. That's what could be found out there. And they do. These people are transmitting a signal that's picked up as being a MAC address. Now, I've talked to some, I'm not an electronics expert, but I've talked to some people who are, and like my friend Tom Berryhill. Any device that transmits, which we know these human beings are doing, is far more complex than a device which receives. Point being, very likely, and we don't know this, we haven't established this, but it's highly likely that these people can also receive a signal as well as transmit, which we already know they're doing that. Which brings up a whole list of other questions. What kind of signal can these people receive? What will the signal tell their body to do? When I say their body, the things that are inside their body, because they took the COVID clot shot. We simply don't know. Something to make them healthier? Unlikely. Something to make them smarter? Unlikely. More productive? Unlikely. A more caring, loving human being? Unlikely. Most likely thing is something that can cause harm, either disable or kill the person. That's what's most likely. Or just control them. To think or believe that these devices that people have volunteered, and of course some were coerced into it, are there for good, for the benefit of human beings, I think is highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. There are people that have the expertise and skills are looking into this, of course, trying to figure it out. If they figured it out, I don't know about it yet. Our world is changing quickly. We're going to be losing ever more people, the top athletes dying, being disabled. That list continues to grow. Here's our next break. The call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations, doing one at 2 p.m. today, as a matter of fact, helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Yes, as I mentioned earlier, there is real estate available in my neighborhood for sale at my website. The beautiful Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is the place closest to me. It is beautiful. The survey was just finished. I haven't got the final details on the acreage. You've got the National Forest there around you. You've got a home with radiant heat featured in Better Homes and Gardens with 30-foot great ceilings in the great room, and so forth. Also, on my website, you'll find products that will help you with your health and well-being, such as the Energy Cleaner. My home business, when you place your energy cleaner order, I personally take care of it. I take it to Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where Friday night they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $12, and I ship it out priority mail. Your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush throws. They're elegant, they're cozy, they're warm, You can use it on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. And of course, Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment. You might want to check that out. And last but not least, winter is not quite here. It's close. Liberator rocket heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We make the highest quality wood-burning appliances that burn both regular firewood as well as wood pellets. That's a great advantage. It really is. And we have these stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. We have a caller on hold here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. You were talking about the shot.
Yes, sir.
My neighbor, Larry, got it about a year ago. He just had 20-some tumors removed from him. It's like a skeleton now. And I know one guy that died. His wife got dementia. A lot of people are just sick constantly. One guy's dad had got it. He's been sick ever since with something, you know. And one way you can tell a person's what condition they are is look at their eyes. You know, if their eyes are sunken and bloodshot, and you know there's something going on. But it's not good. There are people dying, the older people dying in the obituaries is just like doubled in the last year, I'd say.
You've noticed that, Miss Olvar? Yep. I've noticed the same thing.
You know, and I live in used to be 20,000 people. It's probably double that now, but it's not good. I don't know what these young people will not, they're not going to be able to reproduce or even live long enough to do it. I mean, it's horrible.
It is.
And I don't know, how can these people need to be brought to justice, and I don't know how to do it. So corrupt, the courts aren't going to do it. Police protect them.
Well, there's going to be massive lawsuits all over the country. One of the things about the legal system is it takes time. It takes a lot of time, and these kinds of lawsuits are going to take a lot of time. Of course, the damage is already done by the time the lawsuits are filed, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. That's after the fact, right? And they're still advertising that's, oh, it's so easy to get the shot on the radio and stuff. Oh, here, it's free. Come and do it. It's real easy. They're still pushing it. It's just, it's off the charts. I heard there's a gigantic one coming against the pharmaceuticals, but I don't know if that's rumor or what. It's so sad. It's just so sad.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's genocide. Unbelievable genocide. I mean, and the way they did it, they did the whole world at once, and I think they did it through the TV. That way they got everybody in a hypnotic state, and they all walked into their, they all boarded up on the train to the gas chamber, basically, same thing, but just getting a shot instead.
That's right.
You know, that's been done locally, like in Germany and Russia and stuff, but this is the first time it's been global that I know of. I mean, I don't know. Sad.
It is sad.
My wife took the shot so she could go to her mother's funeral. A year ago, she's been sick ever since. Something. Cold, flu, COVID, couple times.
Does she know the connection between... Is she aware of the connection between the clot shot and her being sick all the time?
She denies it.
Of course. That's what I expected.
Yeah. Her sister's a doctor. She knows everything. And
of course.
Type thing. Excuse me?
Of course. Yeah, the doctors know everything, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do it. You would have been sicker if you didn't had that shot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and the fire chief said that 95% of the people with COVID have been vaccinated that they pick up, you know, that they go pick up.
Right, right.
95% of them were vaccinated. People are, some people are connecting it, but, you know, they say people are going to wake up, but I don't think that ever happens. Only a small percentage of the people are aware that's going on. And I don't think the mass people ever woke up that I know of throughout history. Maybe someone else knows of some situation where that happened before, but it's always just less than 10% of the people on either side of good or evil can are the ones that control everything. And right now, the evil has the upper hand.
For the time being.
All we need is, yeah. And we need a few good people to get reinstate our lawful, God-fearing civilization again. It only takes
That's
a few.
What we need.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Scott. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. That's where we are. That's exactly where we are, unfortunately. So, what do we do? Well, you can't be unvaccinated. So we just love these people. Be considerate, be kind, for as long as they're alive, and then they'll be gone. And that's the way I look at it. How you look at it is how you look at it, but that's what's going on. We're in uncharted territory. I've been using uncharted waters, uncharted territory. When a sailor is in uncharted waters, that means he can't tell where the dirt stops and the water begins. He can't tell how deep the water is, where the rocks are hidden under the water. That's uncharted waters. Very dangerous thing to be. Very, very dangerous place to be. And we need to be preparing ourselves emotionally, physically, economically to deal with this massive die-off that's going to come. And it's already started. I shouldn't use future tense. It's current tense. It's happening right now. This die-off. These illnesses. So the quicker you wrap your head around this, the quicker you can be properly prepared. That's what needs to happen, is being properly prepared to deal with this. I have myself, I've prayed about this, and it's a tough place to be, knowing that the people you love the most, you care about the most, are going to die prematurely because they volunteered to take the clot shot. I don't expect everybody to pay heed to what I say. That would be unreasonable expectation. I would have dearly loved for my daughter to have paid heed, but she didn't. My son-in-law, but he didn't. That was her choice. The twins, their children, they did what their parents wanted them to do. That's what was going on there. Unfortunately. And we're left to rebuild with what's left over. I'm not sure the powers that be that were behind this really understood the full dynamics of what's going on. Maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe they did. We still have time to save a lot of children, though. We now have the clot shot authorized for children 3 years and older. Many of the children have not yet received the clot shot. So there's possibility that these lives can be saved. That possibility exists. And if you can have any influence to help a child, help prevent a child from getting a clot shot, please exercise that influence. That would be great if you could do that. I hope you can. It would be wonderful. That's what we need. We need to prevent our future. I recall statements from the Indians who survived the Trail of Tears. That was the forced relocation of the Cherokee Indians from the Carolinas to Oklahoma. I believe it was in the 1830s, I believe was when it was. And the comment was, they took our past and they took our future because the ones that died were the very young and the very old. That's who died on the Trail of Tears. What's happening now is going to make the Trail of Tears look like child's play. That's what it's going to look like, child's play. What are we doing to ourselves? What are we doing to ourselves with these COVID vaccination clot shots? Committing suicide. Volunteering for suicide. That's what's going on. Volunteering the children and grandchildren for suicide. Fear and ignorance is what's driving this. I recall I was on my first, very likely my only, Caribbean cruise, January of 2020. My dear wife had only been dead 7 months. So on the breaks, you know, from being with the other people on the cruise with me, I'd watch the news and I'd see these videos coming out of China where a man would be walking down the street, fall down face first, and bleed out from the COVID-19 and die. It was only this past August I watched those videos again with more discernment, more carefully. And I realized that it was all staged. And here's how I realized that. When I watched it more carefully, I saw that these were not just normal people. These were world-class athletes that could hold their hands below their waist and catch their full body weight before their face hit the concrete. That's what they were doing. The whole thing was staged. At the same time, videos coming out of China showed the doors and windows being welded shut on apartment buildings so the people who had COVID couldn't get out. That's what was going on. It was all staged and planned to create fear in the population. We're wrapping up the third year now. We're very close to wrapping up the third year of this crime against humanity. There have been so many hundreds and hundreds of articles and videos written about this and recorded on this. More than 2 videos and articles by world-class scientists, clot shots. Lots of facts along the way, lots of rumors along the way, lots of things that weren't true along the way. Where are we now in October? Okay. Pretty much everybody in the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force, whatever the Space Force is, have received the COVID-19 vaccination and boosters, clot shot boosters. Almost every has received the COVID-19 vaccination and clot shot boosters. Firefighters, paramedics, policemen, deputy sheriffs nationwide, many have got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. I recall reading that About one, was he 1/4 or 1/3 of all the people at the Mayo Clinic were going to resign before they would get the clot shot. That's very telling. If there's such a place as a collection of the best minds, allopathic medicine at one time, it would be the Mayo Clinic, wouldn't it? You don't get to work there in any professional position unless you're the best of the best. You simply don't, because they, with the reputation the Mayo Clinic has, they only hire the best of the best. Percentage of their people refusing the COVID clot shot, it's time to smell, wake up and smell the coffee, in my opinion. So with my own family, I don't criticize my brothers for getting a clot shot. There's no point. They can't be unvaccinated. It's pointless. It's purpose. Let them continue to live their lives, whatever life they have left. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to prepare yourself emotionally and spiritually for what we're going through. They're very difficult. I'm happy that I am a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. It gives me the emotional and spiritual strength that I need to get through what's coming at us. That's what works for me. And I know the majority of my listeners feel the same way. Those who aren't, well, they're going to have a more difficult time, if not an impossible time, to survive what's coming at us emotionally, spiritually. They will. And it may cause a lot of this crisis, may cause a lot of people to come to our Lord and Savior that would not otherwise. That would be good. I hope it happens. In the meantime, it would be a good thing to work on your spiritual preparedness. It really would. Because that's what's ultimately this is a spiritual war. And getting your spiritual house in order as quickly as possible would be a very wise thing to do. Very wise. I hope you can do that. I do truly hope you can. Lots of issues. The clot shot, consequences of clot shot is only one of many. Only one of many. A big one, maybe the biggest, quite frankly, if you're not active in a local church, I would suggest that you become active in a local church. That would be a good thing. I attend a little country church there in Viburnum, Missouri. When I say little, it's small. We don't have a whole lot of people any given service. We're in a rebuilding stage to rebuild and help our outgrowth. Here's our break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews, and we'll have Firearms Monday.
Four, weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.